The small farm village of Rumana lies directly on the Green Line, the border meant to separate Israel from Palestinian lands. Abu Khalid prunes the trees while his children and grandchildren pick and sort the olives. It's a happy time, often accompanied by singing. This year, the family is joined by 5 international volunteers and a translator. Occupation adds to the problems imposed by nature. Abu Khalid tells about the difficulties facing olive farmers.
There are many people around the fence, the wall. Half of their land have been inside the wall.
When you say inside the wall, you mean on the Israeli side?
The Israeli, yes. They occupied it after 2001.
All Abu Khalid's trees are on the Palestinian side of the barrier wall, but farmers in other areas face trouble.
Here in Jenin area, there is no many troubles. But in Nablus area and Beit Lahem and Al-Khalil, Hebron, there is many troubles. The Jewish cut the trees, burn it, so as to take the land. Land without trees, without anything, we can take it for their settlement.
There are 70 trees in Abu Khalid's olive grove. They have been in his family for generations, and he says each is like a beloved old friend. He fears that one day the land he hopes to leave his children will be taken.
I am afraid that the Israeli government take all the lands. They can, they will make transfer for us. I hope that they will not humanitarian mechan.
Not happen. He will to be can't take his land. He will to be he have his land all his life and to give his land to his children.
Hamdi, a translator, expresses the hope of many Palestinians.
They're similar, the Muslim and the Christian and the Jewish, they are similar. The government, they make many problems with the people here, not the Jewish people.
The olive branch is a universal symbol of peace. Yet, thousands of olive trees have been uprooted and burned by Israeli soldiers. Replaced by walls and concrete, the price has been peace. For WMNF News, this is Doris Norito reporting from the olive harvest in Rumana in the West Bank of Palestine.